MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Andrea Ellens, a retail industry specialist at Trade Intelligence. Andrea, appreciate the time today. Forecourt retail. I mean, if I go back, okay, probably a long time, into the 90s, forecourts, I mean, you could get a dodgy pie and a packet of cigarettes, maybe a liter of milk. It wasn't a good experience. It's fundamentally different these days.
Absolutely. I mean, forecourt retail has shifted so incredibly. I mean, you now go to a forecourt for a great cup of coffee. You can still get your pie, but you can get a ready meal, a pizza, a cake, and a magazine. And now you can get Woolworths, which obviously has been around for a long time. But, you know, forecourt's food retailing has definitely increased and is now a big contributor to the forecourt revenue.
Yeah, and a recent report you guys did, and it came out in saying quite simply that we're actually seeing fuel sales decline, which means, I imagine, less people actually putting fuel in their car, but we're seeing foot traffic and sales at these retail outlets at the forecourts actually increasing.
Yeah, so I mean, I think for me, one of the most staggering stats that we got from Lightstone actually is the average number of times someone visits a forecourt, which is gobsmacking. So the average number of times a person visits a forecourt is 10 times a month.
Wow.
And that's not to fill up with fuel. That's to do a variety of other things. And that could be to draw cash. That could be buy a cup of coffee. That could be to get that bread and milk that they've need to get on their way home. And it could obviously be to buy fuel. And it means that that petrol forecourt ecosystem is really crucial to that South African that does, you know, gets a whole lot of services from a forecourt.
It is that convenience. I mean, as I'm thinking on it, there's one or two that I drive home from the studio every day. And if I just need something quick, it's so much easier than trying to go into a Woolies or a shopping center. There's parking available. As you say, there's lots of product that I can do. It's not just, you know, food and the like. It's also just cash. It can be a coffee. It's convenience almost on steroids.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that's what's so interesting about the forecourts, because, you know, you talked about fuel and forecourts. You know, over the last sort of 5 years, we've seen a decrease in fuel sales of sort of minus 7.6%. Mm-hmm. And we just haven't recovered post-COVID. And that's kind of for a number of reasons. One is obviously, you know, a lot of us are working from home. You know, people have definitely gone back to the office this year. So, you know, there's an increase on fuel, but not 100%. Plus, you know, we've had this kind of very, very tricky, sticky, ugly economic reality with food inflation and all mm-hmm. sorts of things. So we're not spending as much money on fuel. The price of fuel has gone up. We are sharing costs or taking public transport or using the likes of the e-hailing services, whether it's Uber or any one of those, to save on fuel. So the forecourt owners have to kind of get their income from a variety of other sources, whether it's fast food or forecourts or coffee or any other services that they're offering.
I imagine the fast food is also quite a big attraction. We were talking about a pie, but of course you can get pizzas these days, you can get burgers, all sorts. And again, it's the convenience and the ease of that process. I might not be needing my daily staples, but I can go and grab a quick meal. And I think what's important here as well is its quality. If we go back to that dodgy pie of the 90s, those don't exist anymore. We can get good pies.
Absolutely. So from the shopper research that Trade Intelligence conducted with consumers or shoppers at forecourts, 68% of forecourt shoppers buy a takeaway
wow.
from a forecourt. So that's a huge percentage. And then we asked the shopper, you know, who do they buy from and who do they prefer to buy from?
Mm-hmm.
And Chicken Licken was ranked the best forecourt quick service restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Debonairs and Steers. So, you know, you talked about the quality and the brands and the partnerships that these forecourts have gone into. And we're seeing such great quality and brand link-ups at these forecourts.
Are we still seeing growth in terms of actual number of locations? I mean, I'm thinking around where I live, and let's be clear, you know, I'm in Rosebank, so it's probably not a fair representative example, but they've all got the forecourts. Are there still growth? Do we still see new ones popping up, retail spaces?
Yes. So just to be clear, so in South Africa, we have sort of 4,600 forecourts, but mm-hmm. not all of them have convenience stores at them. So of those 4,600 stores, 3,000 of those have forecourts. And from 2022 to 2023, we saw an 8.5% increase in turnover. So 33 billion rand is kind of going through our forecourts. So that is kind of massive. So, and if you compare that to 2019, we had 26 billion rand going through the forecourts. So, you know, there's still growth to be had, and we're still at Trade Intelligence forecasting further growth in convenience at forecourts.
This is a whole little subsector of FMCG and QSR, which I think we're all aware of because we use it. The numbers are staggering. I was unaware just how big. We leave it there. It's Andrea Ellens, retail industry specialist at Trade Intelligence. Appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.